Councilmember Marty West placed the smoking discussion on the agenda but didn't propose any action item. She says it's just something to talk about.
Several people had approached me and asked that I bring it up for discussion at the City Council to see what the interest was or if there was interest in pursuing it. And that's pretty much it. People have asked me before if I would bring up something for discussion, and I have. This seems to have created quite a little firestorm, but I'm doing it at the request of constituents.
West declined to elaborate on the record about the firestorm. The council considered and rejected a smoking ban about 10 years ago. There was significant public comment, with many people opposed to the idea of a government-mandated ban on indoor smoking. West was on the council then, too, and says she was the sole vote in favor of the smoking ban. Since then, several restaurants and bars in Ketchikan have chosen to not allow smoking. In a somewhat historic move, the Sourdough Bar went smoke-free just a few weeks ago. So the big question is, has the attitude changed over the last decade?
I don't know. And that's why I wanted to bring this up for discussion, just to see what the feeling was. It's not some issue that I have had as my priority, but it's something that I think bears discussion. And that's what I hope to do on Thursday night, and I hope it's civil.
Also on Thursday, the council will consider a feasibility study related to placing biomass boilers at Ketchikan Medical Center. The hospital remodel project has begun, and new boilers potentially could coincide with that project. The study would cost up to $35,000. Another issue on the agenda is the expiration of bonds for city and Ketchikan Public Utilities projects. About $5 million of unused bonds remains from two different bond packages that voters approved in 2004 and 2005. But those bond packages both expire this summer. City Manager Carl Amelon recommends that the city prepare new bond packages to place before voters in October. He writes that without the ability to borrow money, the city and KPU will have a tough time maintaining the city's aging infrastructure. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.